Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line tonight. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, your chief ambassador, and it's a good time just to give God praise. Oh, my Lord, we had such a phenomenal time at Amazing Grace today. The Holy Ghost dropped in there, oh, my God, like a double portion. And we just praise him and thank him for what he did. Oh, I'm still shouting in my soul now for what God did. Mm-hmm. My. God didn't take a long time to do it. Amen. We started at 10 o'clock. We were out at 12:15 today. And the Lord had moved in such a mighty, mighty, mighty way. I talked today about don't pick the crust off. Don't pick the crust off. I think I'll bring it tomorrow morning on the prayer line if the Lord says the same. Amen. My God, it was such a heavy move, a heavy anointing at Amazing Grace International today. Amen. But we come on this blog line just to give him praise and give him adoration. My. I just want to call on the people who have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight, I want to ask you, if you will, help me give God 1,000 thank yous. And anybody who has the Holy Ghost will understand and want to thank him like that. Amen. Then I want to find some people around the world who have the Holy Ghost. You may call it the Holy Spirit. But I'm just calling it when I'm reading the Bible in Acts. They all were filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want to ask you if you would be the one in your city, in your church, in your community, to lead other people all around your city, your church, your community, into thanking God 1,000 times, into giving God 1,000 thank yous. There's a blessing in it for you. He inhabits the praises of his people. And there's a bountiful blessing in it for you if you will lead people into thanking God 1,000 times. Yeah. I started this when I was on a 1,000-day fast. I've got a book that tells all about that. And 1,000 days, we went consecutive days fasting for it's over 3 years, I believe. Let me see. Yeah, it's a little bit over 3 years. 1,100, and I believe it was 1,106 days. We fasted consecutive days. And while I was on this fast, didn't even mean to go on this long fast like that. I just couldn't get off of it. But God then moved on me to thank him 1,000 times. I was on the plane, I believe, coming back from Florida to Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth that time when I lived there. And I was just so grateful to God for what he'd done. I just happened to say, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Not really knowing I could. But the Holy Ghost can challenge you, folks. He can challenge you. And so I let my seat back, and I was close by the window seat. And I think I was in the window seat. Yeah, I was. And I let my chair back and tried to go to sleep. And while I was trying to go to sleep, in the midst of my trying, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, "Why don't you, son?" And I had forgotten even what I said. I mean, I just said it, you know, not knowing that that was possible. I said, "Why don't I what?" He said, "Why don't you thank God 1,000 times?" I said, "Lord, I've never done anything like that. I don't even know how to do that. But upon your word, I'll try." I turned my head toward the window with the plane. It was making, you know, enough noise to cover anything I wanted to do. So they couldn't hear me. They could see me, but they couldn't hear me. So I took my handkerchief out of my pocket and covered my mouth, turned my head toward the window, because it was a private thing. And I just went to thanking God 1,000 times. It started out real simple. It's amazing how God doesn't really get complex most of the time with you. He'll start out real simple. And I started out saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey.
Glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, thank you, thank you. Before I knew it, I thanked him 1,000 times. Not 1,000, I'm sorry. I thanked him 100 times, thank you. And then I began to thank him some more. I tried it 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory. Hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd never done anything like that before. But I was getting full already. The Holy Ghost was moving in my soul. By the time I got to maybe 200 or 300 times, then I started naming things that I was going to thank him for. I started that. Thank you, Lord. Didn't start complex. I kept it simple. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for my family, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I kept on thanking him and naming things. Thank you for legs to walk. Thank you, thank you. Most people don't even think about that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for mouth to talk. Thank you. I just kept on thanking him. Before I knew it, I'd gotten so full I couldn't sit there. I was about to burst. I wanted to holler so loudly. And I kept thanking him. There was a long aisle on the plane toward the restroom, and I just determined in my mind, my spirit, that if I could just get up and walk toward that restroom and make it there, maybe I could shout, thank you, Jesus. So I got up with that handkerchief over my mouth and began to walk down the aisle, almost doing the, you know, when the Holy Ghost touched you, how you got that quickening power, almost doing the jerk down the aisle of the plane, but I couldn't stop. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't care what people thought. I was just thanking God 1,000 times. And I kept on thanking him toward the restroom. And in a split second, you might say, I began to remember how God healed my lungs, healed me of asthma. Born with asthma from birth and had asthma attacks almost every day, 2 or 3 times a day. And the Lord, when I was 12, I went to the band room and saw this saxophone. And this flashed before me just in a moment's time. And I brought her, I came home first and asked my folks, just Aunt Catherine, she raised me. And I said, Aunt Catherine, they got this saxophone at the school. He told me I could bring it home. If you let me bring it home, maybe I can learn how to play it. She said, boy, you don't have enough wind to blow no horn. And I kept pleading and begging with them. Finally, I told her, I said, they're making fun of me at school. They say, I ain't going to be nothing. I ain't going to never be nothing. They said, I ain't going to ever do nothing. I ain't going to be nobody. And I broke her heart. And she said, well, boy, bring her home. I know somebody, even though you can't blow no horn, I know somebody who's got enough wind to blow through anybody. Jesus can blow through you. And I brought that horn home. I'm thinking about all this walking to the restroom. Just in a split second, I remembered how I began to blow the saxophone and trying to gasp for air and blow the saxophone and gasp for air. By age 17, I learned how to play it. But instead of blowing for Jesus, I went to the clubs and tried to do my thing in the clubs. And I'm steady thinking all about this as I'm walking to the restroom saying, thank you, thank you. And then trying to do my thing. But one day I was walking down the street on 12th Street, looked up to heaven, and I said, God, I've had this asthma all my life, and I'm trying to blow the saxophone. And if you touch me and heal me of this asthma, I'll blow for you the rest of my life. Well, the Lord began to convict me of my sins. He said, Bernard, more than your lungs are messed up, your life is messed up. If you give your life to me, I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents and men of great authority. And that day I gave my life to Jesus. Oh, my God. Changed me and made me brand new. I thought about all this. See, your life can flash before you in a second's time. Yeah, it did. I remembered all about how God healed me of asthma. But the first thing he did was save my soul. And then about 2 weeks later, I had stopped blowing in the clubs because I was going to put my horn down. I said, I'm saved now. I can't blow in no clubs. And I'm not going to blow this horn no more. And then the Lord spoke to me in my heart and said, Bernard, he said, don't put your horn down. He said, just change your song. And I changed my song to Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. And another song I had was Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. I never forget, I played those songs at home one day, and I blew it Only What You Do for Christ Will Last and held the notes so long until I passed out and fell on my bed blowing that song. Oh, my God, and Amazing Grace. Share that day, keep getting on the day. Thank you, and give him glory for what he's done. I kept blowing that song. I passed out, but when I came to, and I'm thinking about all this as I'm going to the restroom. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I came to, I heard a voice saying to my heart and my mind, Bernard, check your lungs now, check your lungs now, check your lungs now. And I got up and took a deep breath and checked my lungs. And that asthma that I'd had for 12 years since birth, actually at that time it was 17 years. I had it from birth. That asthma was completely gone. I've never had traces of it since. God healed me completely. I thought about that and I got in that restroom and I jumped up and down and began to shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, the Holy Ghost fell on me that day so fervently. And I thanked him 1,000 times that day. Right, not too long after that, God gave me a butterfly miracle. And I've been trying to tell people all across the world since then, take time for God. Don't be so selfish. Think about yourself, about your entertainment, about where you can go, what you can do here, what play you can go see, all this stuff and everything else. And yet you don't have, you can take 2 hours to go to the movie, but you can't take 20 minutes to give God 1,000 thank yous. See, all that stuff, you'll find out that you miss your miracles when you put everything before God. Yeah, I found it out. And I put him first in my life. And now I've seen bona fide miracles everywhere. Ain't nothing to hear about God healing cancer on our prayer line. Nothing to hear about God healing diabetes on our prayer line. All these things, they just like God healed me of that asthma. Because I thanked him 1,000 times. Now, that happened on my fast of 1,000 days. You have to get my book and read about how we did that. Amen. It's a long story, but God did it. And told me not to try to convince nobody no more. Don't try to convince anybody else. He said, because your witness is in heaven, Bernard, I witnessed it. Witness it. And then he said, and your record is on high. Yeah, his angels were there witnessing what I did in that fast. And it was recorded in the new books that God is writing, proven by Revelations, I believe the 21st chapter. And they opened the book, which was the book of life, And then the books were opened, their records of what happened here on earth. And I'll just give you a common sense lesson here. If Jabez simply said, Lord, blessed me indeed and got in the book that we read every Sunday and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And he's in that book for saying, Lord, just simply bless me indeed. I believe that Bernard Johnson is in the new books that God is writing. And it simply says, Bernard Johnson fasted for me 1,000 days. And I believe also in the book is Bernard Johnson led the world into thanking God 1,000 times a day. I believe it's in there. And I don't say that arrogantly, cocky. You can hear it in my voice if I were. But I'm telling you what I really believe. And I believe that you can get in there. All you have to do, just keep on thanking him 1,000 times. Because just as their names in Matthew that tell about what happened to the sons of Jacob and the sons, and you understand what I'm saying. They're in the book. God's recording other names in this new books that he's writing. Amen. And your name can be in there too. And let's have a word of prayer in just a moment. Make your request known unto God. And whatever you need, make it known to him. This is our platform. And when you have made your request known unto God, then I'm going to come back and solidify it with prayer. And when I do that, then we'll start thanking God 1,000 times. Here's your music. Start thanking him in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, right now, make your request known unto the Lord. Make your request known, and then I'll come back. Here's your music. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, look on every person on this prayer line and touch them. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. I feel your anointing. Destroy every yoke. Every yoke. Every yoke of lack. Destroy. Every yoke of sickness. Destroy. Every burden. Destroy. Every yoke of no peace. Destroy. No joy. Destroy the yoke. Yeah, no hope. Destroy that yoke. God, touch in the name of Jesus, we pray. And look at every request made unto you, Lord, from all these precious people. And grant these requests, heart's desires. In the name of Jesus, we don't have nobody but you. Nobody. We don't need nobody but you. Yeah, we don't want nobody but you. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want everybody who has the Holy Ghost, if you'd like to help me, please press star 1. That will put you in the queue, and we'll be able to hear you. Let's do it right now. Star the number 1, and you should be in the queue. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open your mouth and thank him with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Star 1.
Thank you. 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 Thank Thank you, Lord. 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 need us for your shield of protection. Hallelujah. Oh, God, keep us safe. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, God, no weapon found against us shall prosper. Thank you. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Everybody on the podcast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Glory to God for your goodness. Oh, God, you are a good God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you.
Thank you for healing cancer.
Thank you for making a way, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got to use that to give you a limb. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory. Oh, God, we can move. Have a talk. Oh, God, we're here. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, boo-boo-boo-boo-sha. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. God, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
He said, call for that man that I told to give you the money to fix your church. He said, I'm not guessing. God told me to tell you to do what he said do. Amen. I'm going to tell you a sign that you know that I'm not guessing. God said, your son right now needs a miracle. I mean an ultra awesome miracle. Your son needs a miracle right now. They said, God said, is your son worth more than money? He said, if you will do what he said do, He'll not only increase your holdings, financial holdings, 10 times, he said, but he's going to heal your son too. It's going to be a bona fide miracle that's going to happen to him in the name of Jesus. God told me to tell you to obey him because you've been looking for some place to be a blessing. And God said, if you obey, and he's spoken to you more than once. He's spoken to you at least twice about this. And you have not moved on it. But I'm telling you what God said. If you will do it, he's going to heal your son. It's worth more than money because he's in trouble. Amen. God said it. And then he said, not only that, he's going to give you back what you're giving 10 times over. My God. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you my address. You can, you have, see, there are only two voices that can speak to anybody, and that's the voice of the devil or the voice of God, the voice of good or the voice of evil. You don't have a voice, but you make a choice. And there's nowhere in the Word that tells us that we have a voice. There's only two voices in Genesis that spoke to that spoke to Adam and Eve. We make choice. You got a choice to make. Whether you receive this great blessing that I prophesy now that will fall upon you if you'll obey me. Amen. You heard me say what we needed the other day. I don't need to remind you. God spoke to you and told you to do it. Amen. And you'll be building a temple for the Lord. Write me or call me. You can write me at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. Yes, you have recognized God's voice in basically every other situation. Don't let the devil make you back up when it comes to your money, because you know his voice. He's spoken to you before and you knew it was him. Here's the address, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. Just write me Bernard Johnson. That's a sign right there. Hear that noise? That's a distraction. That's a sign that God is speaking. Because whenever God starts speaking, the enemy will always try to distract you and get you to keep you from doing what God said to do. Here it is. Bernard Johnson with the V like Victor. V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson. P.O. Box 26593, Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. If you want to call me, call me at this number, 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I did what you told me. And you prompted me twice to tell this person to do what you said to me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you finished, Lord? Is that what you want me to say? Or is there more? The Holy Ghost say more. He said, tell you the testimony that I have of when he spoke to someone else and they didn't obey him. He sent me to speak to this wealthy man. And when I walked in, he had three or four people in the room besides himself. He was four. And they were prejudiced. My skin is not quite white. I'm a somewhat light skinned, but I'm a black young man. And when I walked in, I felt prejudice all around the room. They'd already decided that they were not going to do what I asked them, what the Lord told me to ask them to do. Walked in there, and the man let me give the whatever God said. And when I got through, he looked at them rather than have a word of prayer. He looked at them and said, what do y'all think? And they decided, thumbs down. They didn't want to do it. God had told me that he wanted to pull together a convention center full of men and lead these men to really worship in the Lord and talk to them about becoming real men. And they said, no, they didn't want to do it. And I said, all right, thank you. I turned around and began to walk out of that office. And when I did, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, turn around. And I turned around forcefully. And he said, tell them what I'm saying now. Tell that man what I'm saying. I said, Mister, the Holy Ghost said to me to tell you that you have the money because God gave you the money. And he said, when God gave you the money, you could hear his voice. Everything he said, God said to you, you could hear him talking. But now, since you got the money, you've called it your money. And God said, it's not your money, it's still his money. And now he said, now you don't hear me. You bring people in to decide what I'm saying is all right or wrong. He said, now you can't hear me since you got the money. And God said, since you cannot hear me and let others around you make the decision for what I told you to do, he said, I'm going to take the money from you. I'm going to give it to somebody who will hear me and who will obey me. That's the problem that God's having around the world. He's got overseers who've got his money who will not do what he said do. They will hear the devil and support anything else that he says, that the devil says, but they won't hear God. And God said his heart is grieved because he gave them the money, and they're using it for the glory of Satan rather than for the glory of God. And God said, not so any longer. He said it's going to come a day when his people will not have to try to go to businessmen who don't really love the Lord to try to get money. He said he's raising somebody up that they're going to be looking for God's people, looking for them to give them money to help them do what God said do. That's who he's going to raise up. But the people who have had his money who will not obey him now, they're going to lose it. Mark my words, they're going to lose it in the name of Jesus, because God's going to let there be an exchange of wealth. This is the latter day, and there's going to be an exchange of wealth. It's coming from the wicked. The money is laid up for the just, and God's going to get it from the wicked. Those people who will not obey him, God is going to take it and give it to the people of God. That's how the kingdom of God is going to come to this earth. Because he's going to put people in place who will finance the gospel all around the world. And when the gospel is preached all around the world, then the end shall come. Yeah. And God's going to take the money from those people who've been holding his money back. And he's going to give it to people who will obey him. Write it down and see that this come to pass. Write it down and see that it come to pass. God spoke to you about me. And you haven't moved. It was not the devil that spoke to you, it was the Lord. And I plead with you. I plead with you. I urge you in the name of Jesus to obey the Lord and do what he told you to do. It's going to heal your son. And then the Lord said to me, and even your daughter has a problem too. He said he's going to fix it for your daughter too. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. And then he's going to give you 10 times over what you sold. You remember what I told you that we needed. You haven't forgotten it. The Lord said it to you and told you to do it. I pray that you do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. My number again, 913-4- I plead with you to do this. Because if you don't obey him, I see the end of what will happen here in this situation. And I see great. Well, I'm not going to tell you what I see in that. But I'm going to tell you, I plead with you to do this. I plead with you to do this. The number, 913-406-4845. If God let you do it, call me. I know he did. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Love all of you. Is there anybody who wants to have a word before I close here tonight? If so, we got time for you. Anybody want to have a word? Just jump right in there right now. Shut up, Kichi Shedata, Tiki Kashata. Deshidiando keshete. Thank you, Lord. You couldn't have made it without the Lord. Without you, Lord. God bless all of you. Y'all have a wonderful night. In the name of Jesus. Go with God, he'll go with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back on the block line tomorrow night. The Lord says the same back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Pastor, come quick. I said, what's wrong? She said, my husband has been shot 8 times. He's in the hospital, and I need you to come as quick as you can. I dropped everything, went to the hospital. When I got there, he had tubes all in his nose, needles in his arms, almost on life support. And I joined hands with that wife and the family and prayed. And we believed God for a miracle. I left the hospital, went back home, called the hospital again and again and again, checking on him. And then on the third day, somebody said the third day, when I went back to the hospital, he was sitting up in the chair, eating a meal, praising God. He came to church 2 Sundays later and walked down the aisle and got the mic and said, when they start shooting, I jumped out of the car because I instantly wanted to get away. And they said, we got the wrong man. He said, if I hadn't had my hand in the hand of Jesus, I wouldn't have made it. I'm just wondering, is there anybody in this house here who can testify that you had your hand and you have your hand now in the hand of the Master? God told me to get some witnesses here tonight. If you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, I want to ask you to be bold. Get up out of your seat and go tell 3 people, I made it.